Today we begin a series of readings in the book of Sirach, which was written in Hebrew by a man named Ben Sira at the beginning of the 2nd century BC. 50 years later, his grandson translated it into Greek, and it's the Greek text that we have had until the late 19th century, when the entirety of the Hebrew text was discovered. The thing that's so significant about this book is that during this 50-year period, from its original composition in Hebrew to its translation into Greek, was a terrible time for the Jewish people. For you see, the Seleucid king, Antiochus Epiphanes, wanted the Jewish people to adopt the Greek religion and culture. And if you've ever read the book of Maccabees, we hear about that terrible time in Jewish history in those books. So we need to appreciate that this first reading from the book of Sirach occurred at a time when life for the Jewish people was precarious and they faced constant opposition. All around were forces that wanted to eradicate Judaism. Much like the boy in today's gospel reading, the evil forces that wanted to bind him and constrict this firstborn son also wanted to constrict God's firstborn son, the way Israel is referred to in the Old Testament. And like Jesus addressed the boy with authority, Sirach speaks with a particular authority at a time of calculated evil so as to free the Jewish people from the dominant Greek culture. And at the heart of this book is the word wisdom. I just want to read three of the verses from our reading again where the word wisdom is used. All wisdom is from the Lord. Wisdom was created before all things. The root of wisdom, to whom has it been revealed? Wisdom, we are told, originates with the Lord, and it is the firstborn of his creatures. Wisdom, says Sirach, and all of the other wisdom literature, like the Psalms, the book of Job, and on it goes, the wisdom of Solomon, the book of Proverbs. At the heart of all of these books is the understanding that we are to desire wisdom above anything and everything else. And as our reading ends, God will lavish wisdom on those who love him. Isn't that a beautiful thought? That God wants to lavish wisdom on you. So, what is wisdom? Pope Benedict XVI, in a book that he wrote in 1987 called The Principles of Catholic Theology, gives this very helpful definition of wisdom. Wisdom is a sharing in God's ability and to see and judge things as they really are. God reveals himself as God by his just judgments. As God, he sees things without disguise, as they really are, and deals with each according to his truth. Now, it's this last sentence that I want you to pay particular attention to, because this is the heart of what we mean by wisdom. Wisdom is a sharing in God's way of seeing reality. Isn't that helpful? Wisdom is God's way, a sharing in God's way of seeing reality. Be we living in the 21st century or the 2nd century BC, there are always those forces that want to dictate a way of perceiving reality that is contrary to God's wisdom. In our day, there is a radical individualism, as is expressed especially in regarding all ethical and moral questions, that define who we are without any reference to God. That's our Seleucid issue of the 21st century. Hence, gender, marriage, and sanctity of life issues are defining contemporary life, as did Greek culture in the time of Ben Sirach. What are we to do in light of this? There is need for much prayer and fasting, as Jesus says at the end of today's gospel. Prayer, in the fullest sense of that word, as we thoughtfully read scripture, as we attend mass, as we form our lives in such a way that more and more our prayer is helping us to see the world from God's perspective. Now, fasting, of course, does have to do with food, but it's more than that. To truly fast means that we are going to choose to be detached from the dominant culture. We want to affirm that it's not the culture that defines us, but it is God who defines us, as we are discovering something else that is in our text today, where we read, "Wisdom was created before all other things, and prudent understanding from eternity." The fruit of wisdom is the virtue of prudence. And the book of Sirach is all about learning to live prudently. So let me end with this very helpful description of prudence that comes from Peter Kreeft's book, Catholic Christianity. He writes, "Prudence could be defined as practical moral wisdom. It is the virtue that disposes practical reason, the mind thinking about what should be done, to discern our true good in every circumstance." That's prudence. To discern our true good in every circumstance, and to choose the right means of achieving it. It is this practical wisdom that is expressed on the pages of Sirach that we will be reading from today until Ash Wednesday. May these texts help prepare us for Lent and deepen our commitment to sharing in God's way of seeing reality.